I'm Anthony Blee, and I worked with Basil Spence on the cathedral as an architect. I like to think we became very close friends and loved the way he approached architecture. He recognised the value of great craftsmanship. He sought to encourage that and secure it. And it is secured at Coventry Cathedral, where you can see the craftsmanship has survived very well. These candle holders are incredible because they're by Hans Koper. These must be the largest pots in the world. They're made in three or four sections, but it's an incredible piece of craftsmanship. When I was doing the altar for the Chapel of Industry down there, the apprentices at the local technical college said they would like to make the top. And then I thought, having drawn up those legs for the altar, I thought I really ought to ask Hans. So Hans Koper did the profile so that the legs relate to the candle holders. And his work now is so valuable, it's unbelievable, because he's now revered as one of the best ceramic artists of the 20th century in the whole world. And I'm rather proud of the fact that we got him so involved with this. This is the Gethsemane Chapel, which has a relief sculpture by Stephen Sykes, who was a friend of Basil's from wartime days. I think that's where they met, on the D-Day beaches even. And Basil designed this screen, which was a crown of thorns, to separate it as a chapel. We persuaded the Royal Engineers to make it. Again, this is another gift. When we went down to Chatham to the Royal Engineers workshop to see this, they had done something typically military. They had actually polished them, so it was actually polished like stainless steel. It was a perfect finish. And Basil said, "We're actually going to paint it black." And their faces fell. They were really disappointed. I mean, these are incredible. Technically, the craftsmanship here is supreme. The kneelers in the Lady Chapel, which I designed, all of the kneelers were made all over the world by faithful people, including the chorus line of My Fair Lady. During the intervals, they were making these designs. This is the biggest stained glass commission, certainly the most in the 20th century. So it's an incredible piece of courage in terms of commissioning. And it reflects, too, upon the Reconstruction Committee, who'd become so converted, if you like, to support Basil in every possible respect, that they didn't object to two students and their teacher from the Royal College of Art to do this vast stained glass enterprise. I mean, not many clients would behave like that. What I'm proud of is nothing to do with me, is to do with the level of craftsmanship that is consistent here. It's from end to end of the cathedral, incredible craft skills at a time when buildings of this sort were not being built. So you had to discover these craftsmen, and that's perhaps the proud thing, is to actually find ways of finding where the talent is. And harnessing that talent, that seems to me to be the thing that's permanently successful.